From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the TPP a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores. Trump continued to meet Tuesday in New York with more candidates to fill key jobs in his new administration. He also had lunch with the editors and reporters from the New York Times. On another topic, Trump says he has no intention of pursuing investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. Iran has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top appeals court. The court Tuesday threw out the second of two life sentences handed to the ousted president following an espionage conviction in a case involving the Palestinian group Hamas. The death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. The Indian Army says three of its soldiers were killed Tuesday on the divide between Indian and Pakistani Kashmir. The Army called the attack cowardly and threatened retribution. Multiple Army sources who spoke on the condition of anonymity said the attackers crossed the border from the Pakistani side. There was no immediate comment from Pakistan. This is VOA News. The United Nations is making contingency plans to respond to a sudden increase in humanitarian needs should the Democratic Republic of Congo's political situation turn violent. Margaret Bashir reports.
The UN has been warning for several months that without a serious national political dialogue, tensions in the DRC could deteriorate into a severe and possibly violent crisis. The UN has some 20,000 peacekeepers in the country's volatile east and has been conducting military contingency planning to protect civilians if the situation escalates. On Tuesday, the mission's humanitarian and resident coordinator, Mamadou Diallo, told a small group of member states that his team is also preparing should there be election-related violence or mass displacement. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Afghanistan's new electoral commissioners were sworn in Tuesday, paving the way for long-delayed parliamentary and district council elections. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner in the National Unity Government, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, witnessed the swearing-in ceremony at the presidential palace. The appointments to Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission and the Independent Election Complaints Commission come after more than 2 years of political wrangling between the two leaders. The Turkish government fired about 15,000 employees from the military, police, and civil service on Tuesday as part of an investigation into the recent coup attempt. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed to bring justice and to punish those involved in the failed coup. A United Nations report released Tuesday says more than half the global population remains unconnected to the Internet. This year, 84% of the world's population had access to mobile broadband networks, but only 47 were actually connected, mostly due to high costs. An earthquake struck Japan's northeast Fukushima prefecture Tuesday, not far from the site of the 2011 quake that killed more than 18,000 people. Tuesday's quake epicenter was just off the coast. No fatalities were reported. A Yemeni man living in New York City was charged Monday with trying to provide support to the Islamic State group. A criminal complaint unsealed in federal court details the allegations against 37-year-old Mohammed Rafiq Naji, including expressing support for an attack in New York's Times Square. Ignoring international appeals, Bangladesh is holding to its decision to bar Rohingya Muslim refugees fleeing Myanmar by boat from entering the country. Violence has broken out in Myanmar against the Rohingya as military lockdown in northwestern Myanmar Rakhine State stretches into a second month. Hundreds of people have sought to illegally cross into Bangladesh. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.